February 21st, 2017. This is the Finance and Audit Committee meeting. So it is 5:01. Everybody stand, do the pledge of allegiance. Ready to begin? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Okay.
Director Bowie, could you please turn your mic on?
Here.
Officer Director Bowie? Present. Director Israel?
Here.
I'm going, our accountant Cindy Barham was unable to make it to tonight's meeting. She had a prior commitment. So I'm gonna read over basically her highlights of the financials. Similar to what she's given before.
Right.
So if you look at the balance sheet, page one. For some reason, at least in my copy, I don't have it numbered.
It's not numbered.
Okay.
The other ones are, but this one's on. Well, it's got the account number next to it.
If you look down to, it's about right in the middle of the page. Total 12000 accounts receivable. And you also look at total 13010 LAIF. The combined assets and LAIF balance as of January 31st, 2017 is about $517,000 total, which is very low, where the district's liabilities, which you will see on the second page, about three quarters, just about 2 inches below half of the middle of the page, total long-term liabilities. The liabilities is about $762,000. Oh, I'm sorry, I have the wrong one. So let me reread this. The combined assets and LAIF balance as of January 31st, 2017 is about $517,000, which is very low, while the district's liabilities is about $762,000 over assets. This is addressed in the rate study. So if you take your liabilities and you subtract the assets, we're about $762,000 over in assets. If you go to the profit and loss report, page one, line item 31, total income, this is right on target with the budget. If you go down to page 404 of the profit and loss, line item 155, total operations expenses, you'll notice that it's at 48%. This is a positive figure since we are already 7 months into the fiscal year. So because we're already past that middle mark of the fiscal year, but we're well under that middle mark, it's a good thing. If you go down to line item 165, total non-operating expenses, she has a note. Some items, such as debt service under the non-operating expenses, will not always accurately coincide with the rest of the report due to uneven timing. So you notice there it's at 77%, but because of the timing, next month it might be where we're supposed to be. It's just a timing issue. And overall, if you look at line item 171, net income, overall, the year-to-date loss through January 31st, 2017 was budgeted for $460,557. But the district only showed a loss of 7% of this figure, that 30,819 figure, which this is in itself a positive thing. And those were the highlights of the financials. Did anybody have any questions or comments?
Looks like we might be hitting on start if we go ahead and do that, right?
Just my opinion. I'm in the lead a few. I noticed we're budgeted for 15. Is that until...
You need to put that right there.
Sorry.
Sorry.
Okay. I noticed on vehicle fuel, 144.
Mm-hmm.
We're budgeted, if I get it right, we're budgeted for 15,000.
Mm-hmm.
Is that for the full year from January till, or is that until...
It's for the full fiscal year.
Fiscal year, okay.
So it would be from June 1st, 2016 through July 31st, 2017.
We have an additional
for that. That's pretty good. Mm-hmm. The board want to open up public comment?
On the board.
Or on the
yeah.
Board. The finance and audit. It's on the agenda.
Yeah. Any public comments? Okay, then I guess we'll adjourn the meeting to sign checks. It's 5:08.
By the way.